The Mental Health Act, and that particular act means that the mental health service or the mental health director can actually implement that law to take our whānau into mental health services under that particular act. And the reason why that act is in place is to protect our whānau and their own safety, and also to protect our whānau from harming the public. And so this act was implemented in the 90s after the mental health hospitals had closed, such as Tokonui and many of the other hospitals around the country. So this act came into play there. Now the Te Ara Oranga have stated that they wanted to repeal and replace the act because it failed to implement the human rights, and it failed to implement things such as the Treaty of Waitangi. And so your other pātai around, do I support the changes as they are now? And the changes I'm talking about now is that the government have put out a bill to amend part of the act. And there are three areas that they're amending. The first area is to ensure that there are no indefinite treatment, compulsory treatment orders, which means that they can put you under that act forever and a day. The second part is that they can do an assessment over Zoom and have a whānau member present. And the third part of that is that they can actually transport our whānau from, say, for example, prison to hospital, or prison to their hearing. So the reason why I'm against that is that Te Ara Oranga clearly stated that it was to repeal and replace the act, not implement a three-piece bill across Parliament, and so that's why I'm against that.
What does that act, so you're against it. What does it mean for our whānau? What does it mean for us in practical terms if it is repealed?
Yeah, it means a lot of things, because currently the power sits with the mental health services, whether they accept our whānau into those services based on the assessment, or whether they exclude them from that service. I just wanted to firstly state that I'm not against trying to keep our whānau safe and keep the public safe. What I'm against is the implementation of the act, or the misuse of the act, where our people are taken into services, they're subjected to seclusion and restraint. They implement things such as electroconvulsive treatment. That's basically you're taken into surgery, and you get a shock into your brain to stop the disorder from continuing. And so those are the things I'm against. And so where it excludes is that it excludes the treaty. It excludes cultural ways of supporting our whānau, and it excludes our whānau who are suffering from a mental disorder from having their full say in their treatment.
So you're asking for, what I'm hearing is you're asking for a more whānau-centric legislation that involves the ability for whānau and for the actual whānau member to make an informed decision around what it is and how it is that they wish to progress.
That's correct. That's correct. And the po surrounding that is that I feel that the legislation needs to move away from a clinical model, but ensures that the overarching part of the legislation is the treaty. But as part of the clauses, they look at the types of practices to support our whānau through the mental health facilities to keep them safe and the public safe.
Do you think there is any goodwill by either the Ministry of Health or from the Crown government themselves to want to have this a different type of methodology to support our whānau, and not just whānau Māori but whānau katoa. I get a sense that some of our ministers have a desire to want to try something different and innovative, and they see the solutions resting within Te Ao Māori. I'm just wondering whether or not the bureaucracy shares the same, well, the same whakaaro as their ministers.
Yeah, there's a double-edged sword there, Claudette, in terms of your pātai. The first part of it is, do our ministers support it? Of course they do. And I sort of have a bit of aroha to Minister Andrew Little, in that he's inherited the Act. And just to let all our whānau know that in 2018, the request in Te Ao Oranga was to repeal and replace that Act. And so we're 2 years ahead and nothing's occurred since then. So my whakaaro around that is that, firstly, the ministry need to look at how they support the voices from 2018, their 2018 report, and moving it forward. I can't comment too much on bureaucracy because we know how that machine rolls in terms of supporting our whānau. But if we look at the Māori health plan that they have implemented, the whakamaua, Māori health plan, that should provide the framework to actually repeal and replace that particular act specifically for our people.
So where to from here then? If Māori wish for this particular part of the legislation to be repealed, are there others as well too? Are there other aspects of this legislation that you and your Māori, whānau Māori colleagues also wish to have repealed because it is not Māori tikanga appropriate or relevant?
Yeah, I guess I want to take it from high level and drop it down into community, my kōrero. And our whānau are struggling out there to find support and to find help. And so when they enter into emergency departments or into mental health services, they're arriving in a crisis situation where they're in a panic situation, they don't know what to do, they don't know how to call for help, their whānau are in a psychotic condition. And so you either get two things, they wanting support for themselves or they want to put their whānau into mental health services because they just can't handle it anymore. But the thing with the Act, that it's reliant on clinicians to make the decision to pull our whānau in or to decline them from entering into that system. And that includes things like someone who's suicidal. They don't actually qualify for that Act to go under that Act. They get sent home to their whānau. But you have to be assessed on a clinical criteria before you actually enter into that system. Sorry, I've forgotten your question now.
Kapai, I'll move on from that question if you don't mind, because I'm just going to ask, what I want to know is, you're not advocating for a total disbanding decision-making from clinicians. There has to be some clinician impact or relationship engagement, but an increase of whānau engagement. So it's got to be an and, as opposed to one or the other, one outweighs the other.
Absolutely, absolutely. All of the above, that's what I'm advocating for. So the difficulty with repealing and replacing the Act is that if we're looking at a treaty approach, that means increasing the Māori health workforce. And here, Te Rau Ora, a national Māori organisation, they conducted a survey around the Māori health mental health workforce. And there are very, very few Māori health practitioners. So we're relying on non-Māori to make that decision for us. So firstly, I'm advocating for the workforce to be increased so that we make decisions as clinicians, Māori clinicians, for our whānau. The other thing is around the repeal and replacement of the Act, is that it needs to include the treaty. And what I mean by that is that the treaty is not an aspirational type thing. A treaty is like, rather than just consulting with a mental health consultant who's qualified up to the max, who's non-Māori, why not have our tohunga sit by, beside that particular clinician to help make that decision? Because most often now people are underdiagnosed, overdiagnosed, or not diagnosed at all. And that's based on the clinical system. I'll answer the last piece of your question. Yes, we do need clinicians, but I think it's the right sort of clinicians that we need.
Thank you. And just one final question, Michael, then. Do you think we'll get a better deal once the Māori Health Authority gets up and running?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was doing backward flips when I heard that the Māori Authority was coming in, and I've been advocating this for so, so long. And it's not only in the mental health field, it's for diabetes, it's for cardiovascular, it's for lung cancer, everything across the board that Māori ever had an unfair deal. And I think by implementing the Māori Health Authority would help change the narrative for our people, where at the moment our people are fighting with bureaucracy to make those changes to people that don't look like us, don't sound like us, and don't even talk like us.
Thank you so very much for joining us this evening on Irirangi Wāte. Wonderful to kōrero with you. We haven't had the opportunity to have you on Drive so far yet. And I've been listening to you on Manako and, you know, hoping for an opportunity to kōrero with you. So thank you very much for joining me this evening. Yeah. Wonderful to kōrero.
Ka whai, tēnā koutou.
Me tuku mihi ki a koe. That is Michael Naira, works in Māori Mental Health, Pilinga Mental Health Support. Wonderful to kōrero with him.